There was a time when the whole symbol of security and democratic governance were desecrated, including that of the symbol of international peace and security, which is the United Nations building. You remember, the media was attacked, the police headquarters was attacked, the most secure barracks was attacked, both terminals, businesses, and all the rest, and the number of checkpoints, even within Abuja. And eventually, the terrorists were pushed gradually to northeast to Borno and Yobe. Yobe eventually Borno, consigned to Sambisa, Alagarno, and some fringes of Lake Chad region. So if you juxtapose it with what is happening now and what was happening in the past, I think there is a semblance of development and progress in the sense that some people have started going back to their ancestral home. And there is even heavy traffic buildup in Borno, I mean in Maiduguri and all the rest. And commercial activities and social activities have started picking up generally in the northeast and all the rest. Now, coming back to the northwest, sincerely speaking, yes, progress is being made, but the average person were still contending with issues that bordered on these criminal elements of kidnappers and bandits, simply because there is that kind of instinct of igniting the resilience of the people.
Reports, both international and local, even within the Nigerian security agencies, have concluded that these terrorists, IS-affiliated groups, even Boko Haram, they're just drifting and out of the border. Why is it that the Nigerian government is unable to secure its border and then possibly put an end to a certain extent the banditry and the terrorism?
It's not just Nigeria that is having problem. The United States border and immigration is a serious issue, especially illegal immigrants. You know what is happening with your border with Mexico and other parts. You should understand the circumstances under which the Nigerian state. I'm not holding brief for anybody. Take, for instance, in the northern part, we have over 1,800 or 1,600 kilometers of almost porous border with our northern borders. Take, for instance, Niger, Cameroon, and to some extent in Benin Republic. And I think there were about 3,000 or there about illegal entry. So basically, and it is not just for a state in itself to say that they can secure their borders for by themselves. No, you need the support and cooperation of your neighbors.